Whether you're looking for a Chevy car, truck, or SUV, go see my friends at Apple Chevy in Tinley Park. With over 500 new and used vehicles in stock, they have what you're looking for and at the lowest price possible. Go to applechevy.com. You know, Anna, I use the term super celebrity hotline all the time, and I don't ever really mean it.
Well, you mean it some of the time, don't you?
Not a lot. Not a lot. I give people the title of super celebrity who don't really deserve it. I would say 9 out of 10, maybe 99 out of 100 times on this hotline. Except for in this case. On the super celebrity hotline right now, Mr. Bob Saget, international legend of comedy and a television star of such great renown. He's become the centerpiece of a great controversy in America.
Yes.
Isn't that right, Bob?
That is totally true. I can't believe that I fall into the super celebrity category. I've never even heard international except House of Pancake around my name.
Well, every time I talk to Bob, he's like, "Yeah, I'm in Australia. I'm working on some comedy down there." And then I figure you must run like a sex trade ring or something down there, and that's why you're always there.
No, I've been by those places, but I don't go inside. I don't trust them.
I kind of fully understand that.
I find them to be sketchy. I'm a family guy that gets anything more than PG-13 or R-rated. I get that out on stage in front of people where it belongs.
That's true. If you've ever seen Bob Saget's stand-up comedy, it's not Full House.
No.
I'm just going to tell you that
dirtier.
Right now. Well, I don't know. Bob, would you use the term dirty?
You know, I don't. I don't know what I say. I think I did one HBO special where I did drop a lot of that word a lot that you get bleeped for. But it was just because I used it as a rim shot. I was playing NYU, and it was all students there. And so I don't know. I just felt like I had big boy pants on. I was prancing around like some college wannabe. But I actually I'm kind of cleaning it up. I mean, it's still... Everything's dirtier than me. I mean, to me, I watch one of my favorite shows, South Park, and I go, wow, I could never get away with that.
Right. I think that, too, when I watch it.
That is true. That is true.
And it's a poignant, amazing show, whereas my work is, as a stand-up, I find it to be silly sometimes, but I've been getting serious. Like the book that I wrote, you've been so gracious with me across, but since it came out a year ago, it's silly, but it also deals with real stuff. So that's kind of where I've been going a little bit in my stand-up, just with a little bit of life and death and some of those silly things.
Yeah, and we'll get to that's an interesting thing because your book is about a year old now, and the interesting thing about this book is you get a sense of what these are great stories in this book, and Bob's actually a very talented writer. You'd never know it by looking at him.
Thank you. You're right. You're a great texter, by the way. You're my favorite texter.
Thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Just don't send him that one with the virus. the new one out there explodes your phone or something.
That would be horrible, but I would fall for it because when Rose sends a happy face emoticon, you don't want it to blow up. You just believe it's love.
it's true. Bob and I have a very strange tag. We send each other very strange pictures, and I don't even know why we do it. I don't know what goes on there. Nothing like that, Anna.
No?
I just don't know how we've dated the same livestock.
All right, now here's my question. Well, they all look the same to me. All right. A heifer's a heifer. All right, let me ask you this question. I would be remiss if I did not do it, Bob Saget. Lori Loughlin just signed on for the Fuller House. I don't know what you want to call it, a reboot, whatever they're calling it, a reboot or a sequel to Full House that Netflix is putting on. Netflix has got some of the best television on television. It's not even on television. I'm not sure what it's on a box. I don't get it. But so far, you have not officially said you are returning to it. Why don't you make the announcement right now on the Rokan show on WGN with Anna DeVlantis? Why don't you just tell us you are coming back?
Well, I assume I'm coming back, and that's the, it seems to be happening. Is that, can I go just about that positive for you?
That's positive enough. I'm going to take that as a non-denial.
The show is non-denial, unlike my religious beliefs. But when they made an offer for the girls, it's Candace and Jody's and Andrea Barber's show, and it's the opposite. That is the flip on Full House. It's three girls raising their children in San Francisco, where we were three guys. And this is a 25 ago. This is 25 years ago at the top.
Wow.
So that's just crazy. So everybody, people, the thing that's weird is you read about stuff in the media and all the viral places. And that's, I'd rather get your happy face emoticons. Everybody from that show loves each other, and it's, and I have a feeling people will be very satisfied with what they're going to get if they like that show. Yeah. If they never were a fan of it, might not mean that much to them.
Is it is your understanding that it's going to be similarly toned, or because it's on Netflix, is it going to be more adult? What do you have any idea about that?
Well, I do. I'm assuming it's going to be just flat out cursing the whole time.
Great.
It's going to be basically like sailors that get together after 25 years. All bets are off. No, they're going to try to keep the integrity that was. The thing, I was just talking to somebody about it last night, and I would name drop, but why have to name drop somebody, I'm not going to name drop Bill Burr, but the thing that I'm saying is there's something about how every character on that original show was serviced, and like even when Michelle, the youngest person on the show, who was 9 months when the show began, it's a bizarre thing that at 4 years old when she was on the show, 3 years into the series being made, there'd be an act break, and she would go, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. And then it would fade to a commercial. And that's a very unusual thing to put on in prime time on ABC, which is where it was. And sometimes it would be an adult issue, like, oh my gosh, there's a horse in the living room. What's going to happen? And then we'd fade to the commercial. But they service kids, and every person has some respect as a character. I think that's what they're going to. That's the intention, and that's why the same producers are doing it, to keep the idea is to keep that franchise positive and not poo all over it.
Yeah, yeah. There should be an integrity to the brand, at least with that particular thing.
And I don't think I should be on it very much, because look how long I talk.
I know. Well, they're right. That's one episode gone right there. Just lost on that. Yeah.
And that's the good news about Netflix, no commercials. But everybody's going to know Bob filled up the commercial time.
It is good. Netflix is it's remarkable what they've done, how they've invested in shows, and some of which the networks have passed on, regrettably. Mm-hmm. But then, they went to Tina Fey and they wanted her to develop that Kimmy Schmidt show. Which is
so good. You got me a start on that.
Yeah, spectacular show. And because it's Netflix, because you're buying it, it's sort of like what HBO and Showtime, those cats did, which was allow you to watch things that you wouldn't necessarily get anywhere else because you're paying for them. But Netflix is even more of a direct consumer thing where you do decide to pay specifically per item, not mm-hmm. just for a network, and it's a pretty, they're taking some risks, and it is fun. And there is a whole new generation of parents who are like, hey, I watched this show growing up, and hey, these are little girls, and now they're, they were mommy's age, and now they're like mommy, and these kids are like this, and all of that, so... All right. Well, that's.
Yeah. And then you look at something like Amazon, which is even more amazing because you can go on Amazon, mm-hmm. you can look up an adult film and get ready to watch that, but you're two clicks away from buying hand lotion. So I'm just saying, it really is one-stop shopping.
And the best part of that is that your hand lotion will be dropped by a drone in your backyard mm-hmm. just in time for you
and
to.
Moisturizer. Will administer it. Maybe he'll dispense it.
Yeah.
It'll be a dispenser combo drone. And that's the only thing that's bad about Full House not being on an Amazon is because you could buy little pixie dresses and little bumblebee outfit stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Dave Coulier's Mr. Woodchuck, whatever
yes,
that was.
Yes, exactly. Do you know, and now it's really funny because Bob's like, I'm assuming I'm on it. And when he gets off the phone right now, he's going to get a call from the producers. Bob, we don't want you on this. We will have killed Danny Tanner. He's dead. Dead.
No, we can't have that happen. I'm the one that came up with the idea that he needs to be a clean freak and he needs to hug all the time. What did I do? What have I done? I like the character, though, and you've seen me do my work or do my comedy, my stand-up stuff, and I don't feel like what was that about. I know what it was about. It made a lot of people happy. So.
Oh, yeah,
I wouldn't,
for sure.
I wouldn't, the only schmear I want is just a little cream cheese on an onion bagel.
Got it. Understood.
That sounds good.
All right.
Hey, wait, with the Entourage movie.
It does, doesn't it?
You're in the Entourage movie. Any swearing involved in that? Indecency?
I did. Warner Brothers cut promos for some of the cameos, people that did cameos in the movie, and I'm one of them, and they're swearing even in the promo on my Instagram. And I think it'll make a lot of fans happy for that television show with what they did with the guys in it. I'm going to the premiere on Monday, so, and I'll be wearing a black suit, I think. So keep your eye out for that.
That'll be interesting to see. I prefer your white suit. I think Richard Roper is going to be joining us in a few minutes. I believe he may be reviewing that movie for us.
I'm interested
today,
to know. I'm a huge fan of that show.
Well, the only problem is if Richard Roper doesn't love it, then I won't wear the white suit because that could show some problems. You know, you got to wear something dark because you don't want to have soiled pants. That'll give it away as you come out of the premiere that there was a problem.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right. Bob, by the way, the book that Bob's referring to is a book called Dirty Daddy. It is now in paperback. So if you want to get it in which makes it lighter weight and easier to get through TSA. And it is actually, you and I did a Q&A here at the Museum of Broadcasting last year. And it was very, very moving. It's really interesting because you're getting to see, you know, Bob Saget is a complex character. He's not just, you know, that guy, that cute dad from ABC's, you know, the Family Hours, right? Or what do they used to call that on ABC? That block of Friday night shows?
That was TGIF. I don't think it had anything to do with the restaurant. You know, it wasn't like. But we were on Tuesdays at first, but it wasn't. I did that video show, but that's all family stuff that I did when the timing was what it was. But the book itself, which gives it, you know, it pays homage to a lot of those things without trashing anybody. It became a New York Times bestseller, and that was after you did your talk with me there.
Yeah, only and, after that. I think it was me who launched that into bestsellerdom. I'm not sure. Mm. And to all those people who came out, the throngs of people who came out to watch that talk and stare at Bob, and then turn to each other and go, "That's not Milton Berle." All right, Bob.
And I get to do it again because I'm coming to Chicago the 6th. Of June for the Chicago Tribune's Book Festival.
Oh, that's very exciting. Sorry, Bob, I'm going to be out of town. I just booked a flight. I got to go.
That can't be the case.
No, I got
to be out of town.
No, I got to go. I got to go. No, I am actually going to be out of town. Why did you see? You should have texted. You should have called. You sent me an emoticon.
I would have a modi. I would want to give you a modium. I actually have an event for Scleroderma Research Foundation the night before, so I've kind of been working on that. So I let this thing exist, and I want to come to Chicago and do that book thing. But I kind of hope you would be around.
All right. Well, we'll work that. This is why God invented text messaging, so that we could have this conversation without three-quarters of a million people having to be bored by it. So we'll do that.
It's so boring. I'm so sorry. But I did want to tell you my book is coming out also in suppository form. And, and in a facial cream at night. Coming out in a mask. And there is an audio book, but
You're ruining it for me.
No. Bob Saget has just explained. He's the first guy in publishing. He is such a pioneer. He's the first guy in publishing to actually have a book that's insertable. It's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, actually, my audiobook is insertable, but I wouldn't recommend it because it's six CDs. So, you know, I don't think.
That's going to leave a mark. Yeah, I think you're right, Bob. You're right.
And by the way, the paperback, if you hold it long enough, it becomes a hardback. So that's what's great about that particular book, Dirty Daddy.
All right.
Did you just fall over a drum set?
I did. I just kicked it. I was just walking across the stage and I kicked the drum set accidentally. I'm sorry. All right. Well, Bob Saget, who believes he's going to be in the Fuller House Wait, Richard Roper just stepped into the studio. Hold on, we're way late here, but go ahead, Richard.
Hi, Richard Roper.
Hello, Bob Saget. I just want to let you know, as you probably do, and all the listeners out there in WGN Radio Land, the new Entourage movie. Bob is responsible for the single most uncomfortable laugh in the entire film.
Really? Okay.
So thank you for that moment, Bob.
But it was a noble purpose. I was trying to not do something wrong. With
yes.
The intention behind it.
All Let's right. just leave it at that.
Okay.
All right, we'll leave it at that. All right, Bob, we'll talk to you soon.
I made you uncomfortable, but I want to give you a copy of my book, Richard, and it's in a special form.
That'd be fantastic. Christmas came early.
Here we go. God. Oh, this poor woman does not know what to do with Bob Saget. Nobody does. Actually, no woman knows what to do with Bob Saget, as it turns out.
That whole sweet TV dad thing goes out the window.
And it's in his book, Dirty Daddy. All right. Thank you, Bob. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right. There he goes.
Love to love.
Bye-bye now.